This is the Kobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap with Tom Evans.
No. In the ring. Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring.
And Rocco Nushi.
Rocco, you know who that is, huh?
Yeah, I know who that is.
On AM 930 WEOL.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, Bruce Van Dyke. It is indeed the Kobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I am your host, Rocco Nushi. Still no Tom Evans as we patiently await the return of the man, the myth, the legend as he continues his recovery. So thoughts continue to be with Tom Evans as he makes his way back to the studios of WEOL. But I will hold down the fort until then, as we have another big show lined up here for you this week. Our guest will be a bit of a change from our usual guest. We've been talking to a lot of the boys' head coaches so far this season, but not this week. We're going to shine a special spotlight on the ladies, and rightfully so, as we just completed the second annual Columbia Girls Invitational over there at the home of the Raiders. And we will catch up with Columbia Girls Wrestling coach Hannah Ferry in her first year at the helm over there of the Columbia Girls Wrestling program. The program by itself is in its first year, and of course Coach Ferry leading the way this time around. So very excited to talk with Coach Ferry, see what year one has been all about, how her and the ladies have adjusted to the schedule and everything like that, and how they fared at that second annual Columbia Girls Invitational. This is a pretty cool event, and I'm sure Coach Ferry will give us more detailed numbers on this, but I know last year, the first year that this was in place, you had 27 teams and 75 wrestlers. Now you're looking at 33 teams and 134 wrestlers. So yeah, quite the improvement over last year. Not that last year was bad by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, that's pretty good numbers for year one, but here in year two, nearly doubling the output that you saw in year one in terms of teams and amount of wrestlers that are there. You even had a school from Pennsylvania come in. That was North Allegheny, who actually won the team championship there at the second annual Columbia Girls Invitational. So again, Coach Ferry, I'm sure we'll have more thoughts about that, so we'll catch up with her here in a couple of minutes. Some other results to go over as well. Also want to give a shout out to the Columbia boys as they finished the Lorain County League dual season at a perfect 7-0. They knocked off Keystone late last week to capture the conference title. Now, it looked shaky at times there for the Raiders in that duel against Keystone. The Raiders actually started off strong, taking the first 5 of 6 matches. Then Diego Morales picked up a win for Keystone to give the Cats life. Keystone would take the next 3 of matches there to really close the gap, but Columbia ending up pulling away in those final 4 bouts with the points that they scored. So congratulations to Columbia finishing the Lorain County League dual perfect season at 7-0. They are your Lorain County League champions here for 2022-2023. So why don't we go ahead, step aside, take a quick break. We got plenty more results to go over later on in the show, as well as what's there to look forward to this week and weekend in the high school wrestling scene. But first, it's Columbia Girls Head Wrestling Coach Hannah Ferry who joins us next right here on the Kobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. You're listening to it on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and online at WEOL.com. We are back on the Kobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm your host, Rocco Nushi, as we head now to the hotline and welcome in Columbia Raiders girls head wrestling coach Hannah Ferry, who again is kind enough to join us here this evening. Coach Ferry, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate the time as always. How you doing?
Absolutely. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we are just fantastic, Coach. And it's been an exciting time over there at Columbia, of course, for you and the girls, but for the guys as well. As the girls, you guys just completed the second annual Columbia Girls Invitational. I certainly want to ask you about that. But on the boys' ends of things, you guys just watched Coach Giuliani bring home a perfect 7-0 Lorain County League dual season as they captured their conference crown. So pretty exciting times over there in that Raider wrestling room, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, I'm not shocked these kids really put in some hard work. You know, I haven't gotten to witness a lot of the boys' meets this season due to traveling with the girls, but from the work that I've seen, I'm not shocked. They're doing incredible.
No question. And again, I do want to ask you about that girls' invitational that you guys just had, the second annual. Tons of teams, tons of wrestlers, a big step up from last year, which I thought the numbers even in the first year of this thing were incredible. But we'll circle back to that in a second. Like you said, you've been traveling. You and the girls have had a ton of action so far this year. How has year number one been for you, the program, the girls, and what are your thoughts on the season as a whole so far?
It has been a whirlwind of emotions. It's been fantastic. These girls have been putting in such hard work. watching them at work is incredible. Watching their meets and watching the practices that they put in and all the time that they put into lifting and their dedication to the sport, it's been amazing. These girls are really kicking butt, and it's exciting.
For you as a head coach, what have been surprises in year number one, if there have been any, and maybe, you know, what have some of the bigger challenges been as you step into this head coaching role?
It being my first year has been a huge challenge in itself. I've never experienced anything like this. And then being in charge of, we started the season with 11 girls. So now going down to 10 girls, we unfortunately had somebody who had stepped out because it wasn't for her, which we understand. Mm-hmm. But just dropping down to 10 girls and the whirlwind of responsibility in it, it feels like just yesterday that I was wrestling, let alone coaching and taking care of 10 girls while they're wrestling has been overwhelming but amazing. So yeah, I mean it's been incredible watching the progress that these girls have made from open mats this last summer to now almost just over halfway through our season.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem like you've lost any intensity from your wrestling days. I've seen a couple of screenshots from some of the matches that you guys have had, and you seem still ready to get out there and wrestle a little bit, Coach. So
I'm very intense in that corner, but these girls and their motivation and their drive pulls it right out of me. Seeing them succeed has been probably one of the most incredible feelings that I have ever felt in my entire life. These girls, like I said, they put in some serious work and have some serious dedication to this sport, and it really shows to me, and I just have nothing but respect for all of these girls.
How much pride do you take in some of the growth that I'm sure you've seen in that room? And I'm sure with your room, I know you said you got 10 girls, and I'm sure the experience in there kind of varies from girls who have done it for a number of years to girls who, you know, maybe they're stepping onto the mat for the very first time this year. So how rewarding has maybe it been to see some of that progress from even, you know, the experienced girls to some of the newcomers?
And I feel like I was set up very well with the girls that I have. I've got a couple of them that have been wrestling for almost 10 years now.
Wow.
So obviously they've got more experience under their belt than I even had when I wrestled. So that's been amazing. They're amazing at helping the girls who are newer, who just stepped into the sport and don't quite have a grip on it yet. But as far as like how I feel, the pride that I take in all of them is, I can't even explain it. I can't put it into words how they make me feel. And, you know, we've got a couple newcomers this year, and watching, it's almost too difficult to put into words watching that progress. It's been a slow progress as far as what they're seeing, but it's every single day that I see these improvements. They're not able to watch themselves, but in their meets, I watch them every single day.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I've seen day by day all of the progress that they have made, and it's incredible. Good. And just their willingness to learn and step in, and their like I said, their drive to learn these things and to do this stuff. It's awesome.
Again, we're joined by Columbia Girls Head Wrestling Coach Hannah Ferry here on the Cobalt Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Well, one of the bigger events that you guys had, as we've alluded to here already, the Columbia Girls Invitational, the second annual, I should say. And again, last year, 27 teams, 75 wrestlers to this year, Coach, 33 teams, 134 wrestlers you guys managed to pack in over there at Columbia. But before getting to how you and the team did, just that event as a whole, how cool was that to see girls wrestling put on a pedestal like that over in your home gym?
It was incredible. It's not something I'm still not quite used to, the fact that these girls have this opportunity dedicated for them. So it was really awesome to see it over here at our school. I mean, obviously we've traveled all around to different tournaments, different schools, and we've seen it there, but it was a whole different feeling having it here with our community.
And one individual I think that really stood out to me for you guys, Sarah Napier, at 115, she brings home the individual championship, excuse me. How did that day go for her, that bout against Lydia Gold? I know they had just squared off, a couple of days prior.
Oh yeah.
Just talk to me about, you know, Sarah, her day there, or that week, I guess, for her as a whole in the season that she's had.
So we were a little nervous on Thursday just because we couldn't travel with Sarah over to Keystone. We had our own meet at Berea Mid Park, which the girls crushed it over there as well. But Sarah, she's gone against Lydia in the past. And Thursday, prior to our tournament, was the first one that she had had against Lydia. Lydia is an amazing wrestler herself. We've been fortunate enough to be able to travel to other schools where she has been. So we've had that experience of seeing her and wrestling against her. So we were excited for Sarah. She was very nervous, but we knew she had it. We knew she had the materials that she needed to be able to go out on that mat and do what she had to do. And then on Saturday, it was a whole different experience for her. She was very nervous. Sarah was. We all get into our heads sometimes, and I think she did a little bit. She kind of hyped herself up a little bit as far as if Lydia made it to the final, and she made it to the final, then she was going to have to wrestle Lydia again. And I think she was worried about defending what she did on Thursday, that work she put in on Thursday, mm-hmm. and she definitely defended it. She did incredible. They both did. But Sarah, just, again, watching the progress that she's even made throughout this season, it doesn't shock me. It does not shock me.
Good, yeah. I mean, she's definitely been somebody I've read up on a couple of times, as you guys have been awesome mm-hmm. about posting results and everything like that on Twitter and the different social media outlets. So, yeah, certainly seems like she's had a fantastic year. One other individual I wanted to ask you about, Coach Kaylin Demigel. I know she took third at 155. Yeah. What's her season been all about?
She's been struggling with some shoulder injuries and some rib pain. Mm. And, I mean, obviously, they're all going through a lot, but she's really struggled with that. So she was out for a couple weeks due to that injury. So this was actually, I do believe, her second tournament back. After her first tournament a couple weeks ago, she had some setbacks with the injury. She was in pain. So, I mean, it took a lot of work to get her back, but she is getting there. She's getting back. She's doing incredible. Watching all of them on Saturday, every day that I watch them, it's incredible. I love it. So she's doing fighting hard.
It's a physical sport, so it seems.
I know.
Well, good deal. Are there any other individuals, Coach, that have really, you know, stood out to you this year? Again, whether it's somebody experienced, whether it's a newcomer who's really wowed you here in year number one, is there anybody else in particular you wanted to shout out here on the show?
I mean, other than all of my girls, because I'm just so incredibly proud of every single one of them, Maya Mikulak, this is her first year, and she is the one, when I watch her, I find shock in the matches that she wrestles. A couple weeks ago, we were at a meet, and sometimes these matches are so difficult for these kids, and you don't know if the things that you're teaching them are really getting through to them. Mm-hmm. And she is the one that it has really gotten through to as well. She had an awesome cradle in one of her matches, and it's something that I can't even explain, that feeling of knowing that the things that you've been teaching these girls every single day for an hour and a half at practice is like actually being soaked up into their brain, and it's making sense to them, which is the most incredible feeling. So seeing her make that progress that she's made, even throughout the last couple months, it's been awesome. All of these girls, I could not have asked for a better team, honestly.
Well, that's fantastic to hear, Coach. I mean, it sounds like things are really coming together well here in year number one, and certainly bodes well for future seasons moving forward over there in that Columbia wrestling room, and especially for you and the girls. So, Coach, we can close on this. You know, goals and expectations that you might have for the rest of the season, and what other events and meets are left on the schedule for you?
Goals would be for my girls to stay healthy and safe.
Yeah.
Expectations, just hard work. That's all I ever ask for them, is 100% of their effort, whether they win or lose, is 100% effort into everything that they do. And, I mean, as far as meets, we've got Gibsonburg this weekend with Kaylin due to some other girls being injured. They're not going to be wrestling, so it's just Kaylin wrestling this weekend. We've got Duel in the School here at Columbia on February 7th. Lutheran West, very exciting.
All right.
Yes, and then we've got a mentor pool on February 11th, and then we've got the rest of the month off, which leads us into districts and states, and we're extremely excited.
Wonderful, wonderful. That duel in the school should be a lot of fun. I know earlier today, yeah. I think Avon Lake had theirs as they welcomed in Keystone. And I wasn't there, but just seeing some of the pictures and stuff on social media, I mean, just the environments that these duel in the schools provide. I wish we'd have more of them, right? I mean, it looks so much fun.
I never had that when I had wrestled. So when they told me about it, I thought it sounded awesome. But with this being my first one to experience, I can't wait to see what it's like with all their other students around supporting them and everything. So I think it'll be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Should be a ton of fun. No question. No question. So, hey, Coach, thank you very much for your time this evening. I very much appreciate it. It's been a blast to follow you and the girls here in year number one over there at Columbia as the girls wrestling scene as a whole at the high school level here in Lorain County just continues to grow and grow and grow. We talk about it pretty much every week here on the show, and it was nice to finally mm-hmm. get a voice to go along with that. So, Coach, thank you very much again for the time. We appreciate it. Best of luck to you and the girls moving forward.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
And that is Columbia Girls Head Wrestling Coach Hannah Ferry again here on the Cobalt Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Let's step aside, take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more here on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and online at WEOL.com. And welcome back on in, and it's the Cobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I am your host, Rocco Nucci, and a big thank you once again goes to Columbia Girls Head Wrestling Coach Hannah Ferry, kind enough to share some time with me here this evening, talk about her girls wrestling program, how they have fared in year one, no pun intended there, with Hannah Ferry and how they fared. Yeah, you guys see what I did there with Coach Ferry and how they fared and all that. Yeah, I didn't think that would get much of a laugh. But at any rate, a big thank you to Coach Ferry for joining us here this evening. Always appreciate the time of these coaches. I know they are busy as heck, so certainly, again, a big thank you to Coach Ferry. Again, if you missed it in that first segment, she was a part of, or her team, I should say, was a part of that Columbia Girls Invitational, the second annual. And if you missed the numbers there in the first segment, 27 teams and 75 wrestlers in year one. Here in year two, 33 teams and 134 wrestlers, one of those teams, coming from Pennsylvania. That was North Allegheny who actually got the team championship there at Columbia. So an awesome event that we hope certainly continues for years to come as the girls wrestling scene here in Lorain County continues to grow and grow and grow. Speaking of girls wrestlers, I got to give a shout out to Riley Banyas from Elyria. She was an individual champion at that second annual Columbia Girls Invitational. She's a repeat champion after winning at the 100-pound mark last year. She does it again this year, and she committed to Campbellsville this week to continue her wrestling career once this school year and season comes to a close. So a big shout out to Riley Banyas. A nice eventful week for her, taking a championship there at the Columbia Girls Invitational and then making her college commitment to Campbellsville. Some other results to go over from that Girls Invitational. Lauren Ficker from Vermilion took second at 105 pounds. Vermilion was actually the highest scoring local team out of our local coverage schools. They finished fifth overall there at Columbia at 115 pounds, representing the Lady Raiders well here. Sarah Napier brings home her second straight title at this event. She won it at 110 pounds last year. She does it at 115 this year. And she knocked off Lydia Gold from Keystone, who, you know, we've talked about her a number of times here on the show. Lydia won it at 120 pounds last year. So Lydia dropping down 5 pounds in the rankings there. Yeah, in the rankings, I should say. Sarah Napier going up 5 pounds in the weight class, not rankings. Come on, Rocco, weight class. And they square off at 115 this year. And Napier again defeats Gold. So a shout out to Sarah Napier from Columbia, her second straight title at the Girls Invitational. It was actually a rematch from a quad meet just 2 days earlier where Napier won there as well. So not easy to knock off somebody twice in a week as they get familiar with one another as opponents. So a big shout out to Sarah Napier again from Columbia. Representing Avon Lake at 135 pounds, winning an individual title was Rajan El Hashash, somebody that Tom Evans has talked to a couple of times. He's a big fan of her, so I have to give her a shout-out for sure. Taking third at 135 pounds from Keystone, it was Sage O'Brien. Another third-place finish, this time from Columbia at 155 pounds, Kaylin Demigol. And then at 190 pounds from Firelands, taking a first-place finish, it was Emily Lorenzon. So a big shout-out to all of our local schools and girls participating at that Columbia Girls Invitational, the second annual. It was a massively successful event there. And again, we mentioned in the opening segment, Columbia, they bring home the Lorain County League title on the boys' side, finishing dual season season, a perfect 7-0. Garrett Zuck, one of their wrestlers, he finished 7-0 individually in Lorain County League dual action. So a big shout out to the Raiders and Garrett there. Firelands, the defending champions, they finished second in the league at 6-1. Keystone's third at 5-2. Black River finishes at 4-3. Clearview at 3-4. Wellington at 2-5. Brookside at 1-6. And then Oberlin last at 0-7 in the conference. Elsewhere, jumping over to the SWC, Avon picked up a win in the past week in a duel over Midview. 41-31 was the final. And I want to talk about Avon quickly here again this week, as there was a fantastic article last week in the Chronicle Telegram from Sean Bennett about the relationship between Eagles senior Riley Atkins and first-year Avon wrestling coach Mark Jane taking over for Jeremy Johnson. Now, with any senior in any sport, having a coach for the first 3 years of your career, then having a change in your fourth and final senior season, it can be a tough adjustment for some, but that's not the case over there at Avon, and especially with Riley Atkins. Again, Sean Bennett really details it well in the Chronicle Telegram. Those two have hit it off well this year, and I think that could be, the beginning of a lifelong friendship between those two. Again, Riley and Coach Jane really helping benefit each other this year as Riley looks to take that next step in his career, and Coach Jane really gets accustomed to being the head coach over there at Avon. So fantastic stuff there. Avon wrestling well this season. Still, though, at the top of the SWC, their rival, Avon Lake. Top dog in the SWC, still that Southwest Conference. They are 6-0 in conference action. Avon right behind them, though, at 5-1. Midview and Amherst tied at 4-2 in conference action. Olmsted, Fallsbury, and Midpark, and Elyria all sit at 2-4. And then North Ridgeville sits at 0-6. More here on Avon Lake, actually. Jack Marconi was named the SWC Wrestler of the Week. They do a nice job on the SWC website of kind of picking a top performer for each sport throughout the different sports seasons during the school year, and Jack Marconi was 6-0 in action last week. He's a guy that we've talked about a ton here on the program and continues to just have a dominant 2022-2023 campaign. So big shout out to Jack Marconi of Avon Lake for a very nice last week. And the Pioneers over at Elyria, hey, don't sleep on them now. They had a nice past week as well. They picked up a pair of dual wins against Amherst and North Ridgeville as Coach Armando Torres in his first season. A lot of first-year head coaches in Lorain County on the wrestling scene this year, as we've talked about, but he's got his guys wrestling well at the right time of the year. Connor Holm and Kion McKinney, two guys that we've talked about. They'll certainly be names to continue to follow as we move along throughout the wrestling season. So what else is there to look forward to as, again, Lorain County League duels have kind of come to a close? The SWC still figuring things out. Well, you do have the Lorain County League tournament next weekend, so we'll have a little more on that in terms of details and matchups next week, or on next week's show, I should say. But this week, I think the big thing to look out for, it was National Signing Day today. So certainly check out the Chronicle Telegram and the CT Sports Twitter, as I know we had a couple of the writers and guys like that and the ladies as well out and about keeping track of the different signing days and keeping track of where all these different athletes were going from our local schools. So again, a big shout out and congratulations to all of our local athletes who made their college commitments today on National Signing Day. You can find more in the Chronicle Telegram. Another event that happened earlier this afternoon that I want to show some love to, it was the duel in the school over at Avon Lake as the Shoremen welcomed in Keystone. And if you don't know what the duel in the school is, well, long story short, they basically just have a normal duel, but it's in front of the entire student body. And I know that's something me, Tom, and the coaches have talked about, getting more people, more fans, more of the community out at some of these conference duels. And what better way to do it than have a duel right during the middle of the school day? I believe it was at noon or 1 o'clock, somewhere around there. And again, the entire student body, faculty, students, everybody coming out to watch this duel and support the Shoremen over there at Avon Lake as they took on Keystone. So I know the Avon Lake Twitter had the results from that one. I don't have them in front of me, so a huge shout out to Avon Lake for keeping that going. I did see some pictures, and it just certainly looked like a raucous, wild, loud environment over there at Avon Lake. So I hope that's something we see some more of here in the coming future. And again, more SWC duels happening this week. Amherst and Avon will square off. Elyria and Midview will meet up, as well as North Ridgeville and Avon Lake. And again, next weekend we do have that Lorain County League tournament, so I'll have some more for that, or more on that, I should say, on next week's show. So that will pretty much do it for this week. Again, a huge thank you to Columbia Girls Head Wrestling Coach Hannah Ferry for stopping by and joining me here this evening. We always appreciate the time of the coaches. They certainly help make this show possible. So again, that will do it for this week. Don't go anywhere, folks. Later on tonight, we have girls basketball as Columbia is at Firelands. That should be a good Lorain County League duel there on the basketball court. But again, that will do it for the Cobalt Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 at Deanna Realty. I'm your host, Rocco Nushi. Again, stick around, girls high school basketball coming up shortly.